It's here and now, and we want to take a moment now to check in with Afghanistan, where the preliminary results of the presidential election are in today. Officials there said that former World Bank economist Ashraf Ghani now has 56% of the vote. His rival, Abdullah Abdullah, secured almost 44%. NPR's Sean Carberry is in Kabul, the capital, and joins us for more. And Sean, is that it now? Is Ghani the winner?
Well, in fact, he's not. Election officials have said these are preliminary results. There are widespread allegations of fraud. Abdullah himself has alleged there are as many as 2 million fraudulent votes that have to be sorted out. So the Election Commission today said these are the preliminary results. Ashraf Ghani has a commanding lead as of right now, but there needs to be an extensive audit of fraud to determine whether or not these numbers hold up and who the actual winner is, who will be declared a little bit later this month.
Well, where do you see things going from here then? When would the new president take office, for example?
Well, so the process from here is there's now an appeals period where the candidates can file complaints with the Complaints Commission to review. And the expectation is they'll be flooded with complaints to evaluate. The two candidates have been holding talks through their campaign teams to come to the agreement on the terms of a widespread audit of the votes. So over the next couple weeks, it's expected that there'll be an audit, complaints will be evaluated, the final results will be issued again somewhere at the end of the month. And the inauguration of the new president is set for August 2nd. Officials here say invitations have already gone out and that date is set.
And is there any big difference between these two when it comes to relations with the United States?
No, as far as the U.S. is concerned, either one is completely acceptable. They have both said that one of the first things they would do in office is sign the security agreement with the United States that would allow U.S. troops to stay beyond this year. So no clear difference there. The U.S. has simply said they want a transparent, legitimate election process that's acceptable to the Afghan people, and whoever wins doesn't matter.
NPR's Sean Carberry joining us from Kabul. Sean, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.